What's up, party people? This is, as you know, the Interracial Swingers Podcast. Glad to be back. This podcast discusses a lifestyle from the perspective of mixed couples. We have our own unique fantasies and challenges, and this is the place to discuss it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an adult informational podcast for a mature audience. All views expressed are based on our personal experiences. This podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I am glad to be on the microphone. This is Damon Bolden, better known as D-Love, and this is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. I am your host this evening. We have unfortunately been gone for 2 weeks. This is the second week since we've done a podcast. Unfortunately, I have been talking about how healthy the lifestyle is. And I am again going to talk about that a little bit this evening. But right off the bat, we had a party that we sponsored that my wife and I unfortunately didn't get to go to. Because as much as I have been talking about this COVID thing, lo and behold, I tested positive for COVID. I cannot believe it. So let me tell you how this broke down a little bit. I had to get into my calendar here. I think it was like the 22nd or the 23rd. I don't know. I started feeling not so great. Actually, it was like the 20th. I wasn't feeling too great, a little bit of chills. Didn't know what was going on, but I've talked many times about my business, Complete Body Alignment. So I go hands-on with people, getting their posture and pain and things eliminated for them. I'm so grateful to be able to do that, but it is a hands-on process. So I'm in close contact with my clients, and, obviously I don't want to get anybody sick. So when I started to not feel so great on the 21st, I went and had a COVID test, and on the next day, I, lo and behold, got the information that I had tested positive. So nothing to be too concerned about on my end anyway. I contacted all my clients from the previous week to let them know to go get tested. And I did recontact all of those clients, and no one tested positive but me. So I'm kind of puzzled on where I got it from. Could have been anywhere. Obviously, it wasn't any of my play partners because I contacted them as well. And all my play partners seem to have continued to be playing and didn't have COVID. Very thankful of that. So where I picked this up, I have no idea. I am still in a 14-day quarantine, so I will not be out of that quarantine until the 5th of November. So I've been watching a lot of movies and doing a lot of reading and thinking about a lot of things, and I thought it would be time for me to get back on the microphone, healthy and safe. Had a little bit of a fever 1 or 2 days, a little bit of a cough for 1 or 2 days, a little bit of a runny nose for 1 or 2 days. Not all together. Fever first, then a little bit of a cough for a couple of days, then a little bit of a runny nose for a couple of days, and now I feel great. I'm bored off my ass because I am social distancing, obviously, and self-quarantining for 14 days, which is seems to be what they recommend, and I definitely don't want to get anybody sick. So that was it. Now, because of that, there was a party that was it was an anniversary party for some people that we know. I think it went off on the 24th. We had some people come to town. It was supposed to be a really big event. But because I had tested positive, my wife and I chose to just stay home, which I think was the best for everybody and obviously the safest for everybody. And that's what we want to do in the lifestyle. We want to have a good time, but we want to be safe. We want to keep everybody healthy. And that's what makes the lifestyle, in my opinion, the healthiest place to be. Out of all groups that you could be in, being in the lifestyle is one of the things that I personally feel is the healthiest group to be around. Lifestylers take care of themselves. They keep themselves safe. And I feel confident in saying that. Once again, how I came up positive for COVID, I have no idea. I feel great. I don't have any lingering effects. Back to working out at home. Like I said, bored because I'm not going anywhere. Playing with my dog, having a good time. So, you know, it's just one of those things. So I hope that if you were out there and you were a little bit of a skeptic and you didn't believe it was a real thing, well, I'm here to tell you that unfortunately it is a real thing. I thought it could have just been a common cold until I lost my taste. Now, I did lose my taste and sense of smell for a little bit. That is starting to come back, but that is one of the key signs. And so, yeah, I guess it's a real thing. So, anyways, enough of that. Let's get on with the show. In today's topic, one of the things I wanted to talk about was how healthy I believe the lifestyle is and why. So even though I was, I guess you could say, diagnosed or told I tested positive for COVID, I have been playing the whole time up until I didn't start to feel well on the 20th or the 21st, something like that. But other than that, I have been playing weekly and enjoying myself. And also, my wife and I have been together several days like we always are and doing our thing. And not to mention, my wife has had no signs, no symptoms, must have the antibodies, but has tested negative. So, like, again, I don't know how I contracted it, but I'm glad that I'm healthy and safe, and I'll just keep it at that. So to move on a little bit about this health thing and the lifestyle, believe it or not, swingers couples do have the greatest health benefits due to more orgasms. So as I have been having plenty of time to do some research about the health of the lifestyle, and I've had plenty of time to read and do my homework and see what topics that I want to come up with for the podcast, and also me testing positive for COVID, I just wanted to look into this just a little bit. And so some of the research that I went into, statistically, these are some facts that I dug up and I thought that some of the fans of the podcast would like to hear. Orgasms are directly connected with the happy mood and mental strength of both the sex partners. Both of these factors are present more in swinging couples as compared to monogamous couples, as they're controlled by various factors: flexibility, creative capacity, and adaptation. All right, so that I just wanted to just kind of read that little excerpt before I get into the meat of this a little bit. And this is just something talking about couples that play together and swing together appear to have and statistically have more orgasms and just seem to be more healthy physically and mentally. An orgasm is considered as one of the most essential activities of any individual's life. One must give himself or herself an orgasm at least once a week as one of the important works in his or her routine or life. The reason behind this concept is that an orgasm is considered by sex health educators as a good medicine for anyone, whether he or she achieves it alone or with some partner. The once a week orgasm can give you various health benefits. So let me just kind of talk about that a little bit. I have always found that I'm kind of a morning player. So if I set up a play day, or if my wife and I set up a play thing, she's more of a night person. She wants to do it after work, kind of come home, loosen herself up and go play. Me, man, if I could get that off in the morning, oh, I'm really a morning guy. So I feel my best whether I'm have to pleasure myself or if I set up a play date. I like to set it up in the morning and I feel strongest and healthiest after that orgasm is achieved in the morning hours. That's just for me. Everyone is different, but the statistics don't lie. Okay, so risk of heart disease is reduced to a considerable level of more than 35% to the people having frequent orgasms. Your sexual activity may increase your heart rate, but it also helps in balancing your testosterone and estrogen levels, which reduce the risk of heart problems. Lesser number of people with active sex lives are found dying due to heart attacks. So again, lesser number of people with active sex lives are found dying due to heart attacks. So what does this tell our interracial swinger people? Like I've always said in every podcast that I'm always talking about, get after it. What better activity is there out there than intercourse, being intimate with someone else? And as far as our group is concerned, being intimate with someone of a different race, any race, I don't care. We're not racers here. That's why this is, we're not racist. That's why this is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. I say mix it up, but I say forget it off. Fire it off as many times a week as you can, whether you need to pleasure yourself 2, 3, 4 days a week, or if you have a partner that is as active as you are, get it in. It's healthy for you. The immune system of the person having an orgasm once a week gets boosted up. The level of defending antibodies in their body gets increased to save them from viruses, germs, and other harmful intruders. Now, this is something that I'm even learning. You know, I always had a very active sex life and libido, so I've been keeping myself healthy all these years by just doing what I love. And I believe the people in our group and in all lifestyle groups, when you're doing something that you love and you're good at it, you are keeping yourself healthy. Now, this one's for the ladies. Effects of several types of chronic pains get controlled due to frequent orgasms. It has been found that chronic back and leg pain is blocked by frequent vaginal stimulation. reduction in menstrual cramps, headaches, and arthritic pain is noticed by many women who experience self-genital stimulation. So let me say that again, because I want to get this right. I want to get this out to the people. All right, so ladies, frequent vaginal stimulation is reduced, has a reduction. If you have frequent vaginal stimulation, you have a reduction in mental cramps, headaches, arthritis pain. If you self-stimulate at least once a day. Now, I didn't know this. I'm sure the ladies knew this, but I didn't know this. But now we both know. So, fellas, your girl have a little bit of a headache, not feeling quite right, having some leg cramps, a little arthritis pain. Help her out. Help the ladies out. You know what? Watch her get herself off. Help her get herself off. You know, do whatever it takes for you both to get yourselves off, because this is the way we keep ourselves healthy. According to this study that I'm going through with you, a little bit of research that I did from several different sources, I can put those sources out to anybody who would like that information, who would like to look at that a little further. What I did was just pull some excerpts from some reading material that I did, because obviously with this COVID thing, I've had a lot of time to read, and I just thought this would be a little fun informational piece that I would do about masturbation and keeping us swingers healthy. This goes on a little bit. The libido of the person is increased by having an orgasm at least once in a week, which also improves his sexual life. Having sex frequently can also improve blood flow and elasticity in the sex organs in women also. All these things give a better sexual experience to them. I could not agree more with that. I was always told, speaking about trying to get one off as many times as you can, I was always told that either masturbation or plenty of healthy sex was a deterrent to prostate cancer. Now, this is just something that I heard. I haven't looked up the facts for this, but the information that I had received from someone I thought was credible, was my regular, normal health doctor, said, you know, the more times you fire that off, you kind of clear that out, and it is a deterrent to prostate cancer. Now, I don't have the facts about that in the literature that I'm looking at here at the moment. But, you know, I heard that from my doctor, and there's probably some literature out there. So, fellas, if you are maybe have a history of prostate cancer in your family, maybe this is a way to, I'm not going to say eliminate that because I'm not a doctor, but maybe this is a way to kind of keep that track clear. Yeah, ask your physician or do some homework, because this may be a way to kind of stave that off. Risk of high blood pressure is lowered by having an orgasm at least once a week. It has proved through various researches that having orgasms through sexual intercourse can lower the risk of high blood pressure. So, ladies and fellas, you got a little high blood pressure? What's the best thing you can do to eliminate that? Sex, 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 and more sex. How could you go wrong? I'm going to continue. In this particular article, like I said, I didn't get in depth into it, but in the article that I was looking at and some information that I had looked at, the risk of prostate cancer gets reduced. It has been proved scientifically. Now we're getting into the meat of this, and this is something that I hadn't looked into before, but I'm going to start this again. The risk of prostate cancer gets reduced. It has been proved scientifically that men having frequent orgasms have lesser risk of prostate cancer than others. There you go. I just answered my own question. So I just talked about me not having the facts of that. In some of the articles that I was looking at, I pieced this little piece together just for a quick podcast. But they're saying scientifically, gentlemen, fire one off. Get rid of that prostate cancer. I'm loving what I'm hearing. This is just another reason, like I needed an excuse to go out and play or to fire one off. I don't really have any excuses for that. I try to do it as much as I can. I'll tell you, on a side note, I had almost zero sex drive during the time that I was infected with COVID. I thought that was really weird. Because even if I have the flu, I'm a jerk off. Whatever. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to get myself going. That's just who I am. That is a part of me. But when I became ill with COVID, I had no drive. And my wife and I talked about that a little bit. She's like, you know what? Usually when you have a cold and we have sex, you get healthy just like that. I had no drive for it. That the whole part of having COVID, that was the scariest part. The scariest part was, man, I hope my libido comes back, because that is, I can't, listen, I can have a lot of ailments, but I never want that to be one of them. So I'm going to wrap a little bit of this up. I'm going to give you a little more information before I get off the microphone this evening. You know what? I'm doing this on Halloween. I wish we could be out there partying and having a good time, but like I said, I'm in quarantine. Happy Halloween to everybody. I hope you guys are having safe times out there and having fun and all dressed up in costumes and doing your thing. This is one of the holidays that my wife and I enjoy the most. And still a lot of the swing clubs around here are not open, and that's where we really like to go on our Halloween. So, but I hope whatever people are doing throughout the country and the world, I hope you're having a good time. So let me finish this up. Stresses are reduced considerably with frequent orgasms. A brain chemical is released during sexual arousal that helps in revitalizing your reward system and pleasures of the brain. You enjoy sound sleep after releasing proclaimed hormones through your orgasm. It helps you in feeling sleeplessness and relaxed after an orgasm. So, in conclusion of all of this, people that are monogamous people are normally rigid towards their sexual life. And for that reason, they cannot enjoy frequent orgasms, neither or their own, nor with their partner. Let me read that again. They cannot enjoy frequent orgasms, neither on their own, nor with their partners. They are usually trapped with toxic jealousy due to their fear about intimacy, and that can end the relationship. Not a good thing. So in the conclusion of these little excerpts that I put together, the whole basis was this, was orgasms are a healthy part of everyone's lifestyle, whether you're in the lifestyle or you're monogamous. But this little last little part that I put in this little statement that I was going to talk about today was monogamous people don't have it as good as we do in the lifestyle. We have lots of different partners, I think, which makes us happy. We have less stress about our sexuality. We have frequent orgasms, men and women. And overall, the article that I looked at and some of the things that I put together say that people in the lifestyle are happier, healthier, have less stress, have greater and more frequent orgasms, and just a healthier and happier life than people that are monogamous. Now, I'm not going to knock people that are monogamous. Maybe your religion doesn't allow you to be a swinger. Maybe you just feel like that's against something, against your personal or religious beliefs. And that's fine too. We're not here to say you're bad and we're good, or we're smart and you're not. We're not saying any of that. This is a swingers podcast. So the information that I put out, I'm putting out basically to my swingers friends and people in the swing community, especially as it pertains to us that are interracial. Interracial swingers, this is what our group is about. This is what our lifestyle, our particular genre lifestyle is about. And I want to put out as much good information as I can when I can. So this little piece that I put together just talked about how having an orgasm and being in a lifestyle, how healthy it is for us as human beings. And at the end, I talked about a little bit how being monogamous, unfortunately, seems to be a little bit detrimental or toxic. And basically, we have a lot of vanilla friends, and they appear. I'm only going to just say what I know about who the people that we know. It appears that they have a lot of toxicity and jealousy in their relationships, and they are more prone to cheat. Maybe they're prone to cheat because they just are not able to have the satisfaction or the freedom that we as lifestylers enjoy. So that might have been a little, I usually don't go down this road when I do a podcast. What I did was I put some excerpts together from some information about swinging couples and orgasms, and I kind of read through it for you. And I read to myself all the time, but I'm not a big reader at putting it out there like that. So this might have been a little bit dry, but I hope that the information that I discussed on this particular podcast was helpful. And I think the information in a nutshell was, have as much sex as you can, have as many orgasms as you can, and it's very, very good for you mentally and physically and emotionally. It's just a good thing. So go out and enjoy yourselves. Happy Halloween to everybody. Have an orgasm, get some sex, play hard, play often, and I will come out of my quarantine next week and we'll be back at it with some good stories. I hope I didn't run all my females off, they already knew from the party that I had COVID. I don't think it's going to scare anybody off, really. We're players out here, so we're going to continue to play. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and I'll be back on the mic soon.